You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It ain't hard to tell where to get the latest merchandise from Backpack Broadcasting. Gear is now available via TeePublic. Visit the Backpack Broadcasting TeePublic online store to get shirts, hoodies, mugs, and phone cases. Represent your favorite Backpack Broadcasting shows, including The Sports Walk, Sideline Stories, and of course, the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. Check out the special offers for our podcast listeners at http://t.pub/lic/backpack. Get in the game with your official Backpack Broadcasting gear today.
We do have some fan questions that have come in.
Love it, love
this
it.
This is from John Perez. He says, "Hey guys, first time, long time."
I love that.
This ain't WFA,
what
bro.
Up, John?
He said he loves the Redick signing for New Orleans. They love need an adult in the room. Agreed. Two questions: how long until New Orleans is a title contender? Whoa. And the second question is for Brian: why does Brian hate the Nets? first question, because we're
John.
Kind of how long? Well, let Brian answer that. Why do you hate the Nets,
Brian? Go there first.
Really, guys?
No. The question was asked by the fans.
Just give them the real.
I don't hate right. anybody, except for never mind.
Nah, Brian's not a hater.
No, just
honestly,
know,
look, Brian doesn't like standing and like over indulgence in like ridiculousness. That's his.
No,
thing.
I think a couple of Nets fans think I hate the Nets just because I don't root for the Nets. Because
you're objective about them.
But fans are very irrational,
right.
Like by nature, they're fans. They're fanatics. So you know, it is what it is. I don't have an NBA team.
Right.
I don't really have a team, period.
We don't hate or like the Nets.
Yeah, I just like basketball.
Yes,
I like
we
sports.
Love basketball.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all right, now, really so you're not a hater.
No.
We'll leave it to that. Look really upset. You ready to slap somebody?
He's ready to slap somebody. He's ready.
New Orleans, we're talking about them and how great they are. How long before you think they're a contender? I'm with Brian that I'm going to put them. I know it's early. We still got to see a lot of things shake out. It would not shock me if they made the playoffs.
It wouldn't shock me
if they were high as five.
Now, I haven't broken down like who falls out and who sort of jumps in.
Because somebody got to fall out.
Because the Lakers got to get in there.
Right.
And
right.
New Orleans, I think, is going to get
Which
in
means
there.
Who? Is Golden State falling out?
No.
Yeah, I think they might.
I still think they find a way.
I think they might.
Houston falling out?
I think they'll make the playoffs. Houston, no. They're not
falling
out.
Wait,
Sacramento?
Wait, hold on.
Sacramento didn't even make it.
Gerard. Golden State has only Curry and Draymond, right?
Right.
Maybe they get DeMarcus Cousins back. Klay Thompson's out and Kevin Durant's gone. They're not making the playoffs.
They can make the playoffs with that. They're still better than Sacramento. Sorry.
Sacramento's not making the playoffs either.
Sacramento was close last year. They were right.
The Lakers are in New Orleans.
I like Sacramento signings, though.
Fine. You know what? Lakers, New Orleans, Portland, OKC, Houston.
OKC, jeez.
Houston?
Yeah.
Houston Rockets?
Where are we at?
I don't know.
No, they'll be
there. That's fine.
Oh, you don't like because they're infighting?
Because the infighting got me tripping now. All right.
I have the standings in front of me.
From last year.
I have the standings
the
in front
Nuggets.
Of me.
We've been
Denver's
the Nuggets.
Denver's in, right? Portland's in.
Yes.
Houston's in. Utah's in. OKC is in. Spurs out. Clippers out. Lakers in.
Damn, that's already eight.
Pelicans in. That's seven.
What? Oh, yeah. You said, okay, you threw Spurs and
Warriors
Clippers out.
Are probably in. That's eight. That's it. Done. Spurs out. Clippers out. Those are the two. And maybe the Warriors are out because
Spurs, Clippers, Kings not making it, right?
Okay, look, things get interesting if the Timberwolves could find a way to get D'Angelo Russell.
I don't think he's a difference maker.
I like that you pulled up last year's standards.
Yeah. let me see this real quick.
I mean, I did too. I don't think it's crazy the Pelicans get in, to be honest to me, because at all whatsoever.
They're better than the Clippers.
But who's going to drop?
They're
better than the Spurs.
I think it depends on what else Dallas does.
The West gonna be tough. Porzingis
is healthy, right? He's playing.
Yeah, and he's gonna kill. And he's
and Luka. Wait, and guess and Dallas still has cap space, so they might get somebody.
And they have Carlisle.
I mean, I'm going to put this out here. Porzingis for comeback.
You know what? How about
this?
How about this? 10 Western Conference teams making the playoffs. Sit.
Shut up.
We out here.
There is another question for you from John Perez. One more question for Brian. Does Brian hate the Nets more than he loves picking Dom Smith on TV?
What do you mean, so, picking on him or
no,
picking?
No. On the DraftKings show Monday through Thursday, 6:30 on MSG.
I gotta write an article.
It airs at 6:45.
Coming up.
I picked Dom Smith a lot. I picked Dom Smith a lot on fantasy. So
you love Dom Smith.
Yo, he's very, very good. We were talking about him the other day over the phone. Like, he should be their everyday left fielder.
But we're not talking Nets.
I got to talk to you because I haven't been able to watch them in a couple weeks.
That's probably good for your health.
I know.
Yeah, the Nets really.
Listen, bro, I've been watching more baseball this year than I have in years.
Back to the question about the Pelicans, though. I like them as a potential fringe playoff team this year.
Yeah.
I think a lot of their contending thing is obviously based on how Zion, Ingram, and those guys develop. But look, I see a 3-year window.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's about...
I like 3 years, 3-4 years.
It's about a three to four-year window, and they're, you know... Because, look, Curry's going to be 34 by then. I mean, Harden's going to be 30.
LeBron will be what?
Yeah, right. 40s, whatever.
Yeah.
39. So those teams are going to start aging out. So I like them. 3 to 4 years as a contender. They look great, man.
Yeah.
Shouts to
Griff and Trajan.
This is actually an interesting discussion. So Mo Hamilton, friend of the show.
Yeah.
We've had him on a couple times. He said that, and he was on ESPN radio yesterday. He had a heated disagreement with Anita Marks. Said that she
That's
said she, Anita Marks said that if the Knicks strike out a free agency, they should tank this upcoming season. He says that no. If there's one thing that the Nets taught us is that you can attract guys with evidence of a winning culture.
Yes.
I agree.
And that's gotten into my point of what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Knicks shouldn't stay and do anything. I agree with Mo. What you should do, and I think Jamal was trying to say this earlier too, is try to get guys on short-term deals that'll become part of that winning culture. However, if you can get a young guy like a D'Angelo Russell who is Randall, that's led a team to the playoffs, guy like Randall's got some experience, you bring those guys in the culture. Because I tell you what, the Knicks point guard situation, but I'm glad.
And what else are you going to do with that money?
That's what the Nets were doing. They brought guys in who were good for the culture. They knew they weren't their long-term fixes, but they were there 2 years.
Yeah. And they took bad contracts to get picks. Something else I wouldn't mind seeing the Knicks do, if you want to clear up some space for a team that wants to, like a Houston.
News. Free agent forward Tobias Harris agreed to a 5-year, $180 million contract to return to the 76ers.
Wow.
That means they probably don't think Butler's resigning.
Miami, baby.
I think you're right. That
South
tells
Beach,
you that
bringing the heat.
The fact that he comes now off the board, that tells you Butler's gone.
Yeah.
And they might get some pieces for him. That might not actually be bad. Now let's talk about that, guys. If Butler's going and he's going to the Heat, let's not take the Rockets out of it. If he's going to the Heat, who are you asking for if you're the Sixers? I mean, you're going to want picks, but I'm going to probably want – are they going to give up Josh Richardson?
Yes.
Got to.
And Goran Dragic.
Yeah, if I'm Philly, I want Goran. Are you kidding?
I would like that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Listen, you need a point guard who can shoot.
We need space because unless Simmons is working on his jumper – which
he's not.
I have not seen anything.
You said he is.
He has to be.
I have not seen.
I mean, it don't matter if he's working on it if he doesn't take the shots in the game.
He'll take him
on social media saying that he's been working on his jumper.
I think he'll take him next year.
Okay.
I mean, there's a limit to everything.
I have zero confidence.
They need space because we saw what happened when the floor shrunk. And you need that dude who is, as Brett Brown said last year, the adult in the room to when it's time to go come playoff time. Because look, Joel has got to take care of his body this offseason and going into next year.
And get into actual shape.
And he's
busy having fun, man. Stop.
Listen, I get it. Yo, by the way.
He's wilding out.
Wait, you want to talk about fun?
He's not having fun?
You know who his girlfriend is, right?
I've seen her.
Who?
She consoled him when he was crying.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Time to Google.
Google that. Yep. They're in China right now at the Great Wall.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I hope he's working out.
That's bro, you know I'm
he's an entertainment guy too. But here's the thing too. You want to talk about fun? Jimmy Butler in Miami. All right.
That's why he's going. That's why he wants to go.
But here's the thing.
Yeah,
Dwayne.
Yeah, look at Texas Prince. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah.
Woo, That was my Spike Lee clap.
She nice like that, yeah? She nice like that.
I've heard Tyler Johnson's name is somebody that'll probably get back.
They have to. He have to unload that.
You guys all know.
It's expiring, too, though.
They need spacing because there isn't spacing on that team right now.
Tyler Johnson will help. He's just overpaid.
Oh, and no Redick now.
Well, right, no Redick. And Joel, I said this before. LeBron spends, what, $1 million a year on his body? Joe's got to do the same thing, bro. You hyperbaric, all that. He got to stop that crap food that he's eating. All that. Because he's a big dude who's got a history of injuries. And we know how that goes. And he's not a skinny big dude like Kevin Durant. He's a big, big dude.
Yes.
So, and when Joe doesn't play, he can't do cardio. That means he can't stay in shape. He puts on weight like nobody's business. Yep. Not good. So, and he's the franchise. Let's keep it a buck. So,
I agree. This could actually end up being a good situation for the Sixers, I do think, because if they can get some pieces for Jimmy, I'm with Jamal that this signing tells me Jimmy's gone.
Oh, Jimmy's gone, 100%.
The better pieces they probably can get, I think they can get better complementary pieces for their bench from Miami. You can get maybe you get a Josh Richardson, Gorn with somebody who I think Miami would want to get off of. That's nice.
How old's Gorn? Is he 30?
Gotta be 30 or 31.
Yeah. What was y'all here wilding, man? It's hard.
Rubio's 29, by the way. I looked that
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus.
That's your boy. That's your. He's Dragic is 33, actually.
Oh. Wow. I didn't
Starting
know.
Minutes, too, for him? Mm.
33.
Did it still TJ McConnell?
There's also reports coming out that the Lakers could trade for Dragic. I would do that if I was.
Can we get Josh Richardson?
TJ McConnell, that's a Philly fan favorite.
What's Kawhi doing out here? Is he still taking meetings right now?
Kawhi staying in the
six,
baby.
I don't know if the
he's staying in the six with Drake, baby.
I don't know where it is financially. I want to look this up.
Wait, Tobias got 180, huh?
Yeah. What was it? That was the max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for him. That's his max.
That's $36 million a year.
But you know it doesn't work that way, though. You know, it starts and then 8% escalator. And
yeah, I'm saying per year, $36 million. But on average.
On average,
but
right.
Like, yeah, you know it's backloaded always. But
real talk. Imagine if the end of your contract, you're like, oh man, it goes at $57 million. God damn.
Here's the thing. I think
my parents for not making me this big. So also,
shout out to Harris for turning down that $80 million extension and coming up on 5 and 180. That's a come up.
Listen,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see what happens come playoff time. But
yeah, he was not good in the playoffs.
With me, I'm more concerned about whether or not Ben Simmons is going to add at least a 17-footer. And we were texting about this last night. Like, yo, you got to shoot.
So what makes you believe that he will try?
Wait.
I'm watching his Instagram, his IG.
I saw Instagram last year.
Is he you see him shooting on there? I don't.
Well, he was shooting. We seen him shooting in pregame.
I saw him shoot last year.
He's going to break it out this year. This is the year it comes out.
I think I told you guys this
story. He was watching Giannis.
But before game 4 playoffs against Toronto, he was shooting jumpers. Assistant coach, because I was on the floor, yelled at me. He's like, yo, take your camera off.
I know, it's crazy.
I was like, oh, you told me that. I was like, what the?
They didn't do that with me when I was recording Markelle Fultz.
Well, this was at Philly. It was at their home arena. Oh, so it's like, that's why they were like.
Oh. And then but
I've been saying, ever since he was in LSU, I've been saying this ever since he was in LSU. I was like telling people, don't worry about it. He'll come. So I'm not saying anything new. I've been saying this every year since he was
in
college.
Have you guys heard the rumblings, though? And I'm sure you have from the various people that we talked to. Ben isn't thrilled that Joe is like the guy.
Okay, so
that's his own fault.
So I
get a J.
Okay, but you've heard that. Okay.
I spoke with somebody.
Like he may not be long
because if
Philly,
he had if he had a mid range J, if he wasn't afraid to shoot,
he'd be straight.
Right.
I mean, he's a beast.
He'd be a beast.
I've said the same thing, just in more explicit terms from time to
time. Yeah, I that stuff is true because I heard. Yes, it's been a lot more explicit.
Because you ain't saying that to his face if you see him on the street. That's my only point.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. What I said isn't even that wow. We don't got to talk about it on air as we're live on YouTube, all right?
Look, people watch it. Some of that stuff I think is true, but I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to sign that extension, and they're going to give him the max on that extension.
Oh, no doubt.
He's going to get it.
Man,
I mean, it's a special talent.
I'm like Brian. I'm scared of that.
I'm not scared of it. I mean, even if
you
wouldn't want to
play out the season, though?
No, even if this you dude, you see what he's capable of doing.
Listen,
like he's still even in the playoffs without a J, he's still like a top 15 guy in the playoffs, like PER and all that.
Yeah.
So like he still has like unique talents at that size.
He is a physical marvel, man. We've seen him up close.
There's not much of a risk
there.
It all comes down to
you can still always trade that
if you're playing with and really around Joel Embiid. you need spacing.
Yes, they need
and
space
he
desperately.
Needs to add at least a
and in the playoffs, shot. They were putting him just in that dunker spot. Yeah. He was not playing outside. But, they had Jimmy handling the ball and Tobias handling
and
the ball.
And Kawhi got to rest on Ben because they were like, Ben ain't going to shoot anyway, so good. Just hang out.
But they took Toronto to 7 games. They probably played Toronto tougher than anybody else.
They did. One bounce.
They were better than I thought they'd be in the playoffs.
They were. For me too.
I agree. He's not killing them.
They need a legit point guard beside him. This way he can be in the post.
Well, that's why I feel like somebody like Dragic, who could be a legit, I think even at his age would be actually a nice fit there. It'd be interesting to see what they do.
So he needs to keep people honest. You can't have people like turning their back to you.
So would you
and in the lane while you have the ball at the top of the key?
So Philly
is this
still
a fair sign and trade though? Is this a fair sign and trade? Goran Dragic and Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler? Does that even work financially?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if it does.
Look at what's Josh Richardson's contract?
This is from Ramona Shelburne. She just had a Ramona. She had a tweet. She says, the Knicks and owner Jim Dolan were not prepared to offer Kevin Durant a full max contract due to concerns over his recovery from the Achilles injury, league sources tell me. And Woj, Knicks officials are in L.A. tonight meeting with free agents such as Julius Randle.
Which is what we talked about.
Right. I don't know if I buy that. I think that's like a little damage control. Yeah, we didn't want him anyway.
That's PR spin. That's 100% PR spin.
I agree with you guys. I'm not buying that either way. The Knicks, here's the thing. The term I don't like is that the Knicks have struck out here. You made a point earlier and said, look, you don't know anything or what's going to happen in free agency. It's a gamble. It's a risk. It is all a risk. The minute they traded Porzingis and put all the eggs in a basket, apparently so, to go after these guys, it was a risk. You knew they couldn't choose you. Now you're not. You have to accept it. Hey, we didn't get them. I don't want to use the term struck out.
Right.
But we didn't get them. We wanted the big prize. We didn't get it. Okay? There's no shame in trying. There's no shame in that at all. But if you don't get it, don't talk about, oh, we weren't prepared to give them this amount of money in a max because of his Achilles. Because you know who looks good doing it? Brooklyn.
Right.
Yeah.
They gave it to him. They said, you know, we're willing to take the risk because we've built such a good culture medically and player development and all this other stuff. We're going to take the risk. You're the Knicks. You can't take the risk.
And that makes so just say you're not in it because there's no way you go. You know, Durant even takes a meeting with you if you're not talking about the max. Like everybody else was talking about the
exactly.
max. Exactly. So just why were you letting these rumors go on beforehand that you were involved in these? You know, that you were taking a meeting with him. Why?
That's how you know it's BS, right? Because could you imagine KD stepping into the meeting and then they're like, yeah, we not give you the max. You know what KD's doing? You're out the door.
You laugh
That's
at
what
that.
He's doing.
You like, really?
You're like, yo, are you serious?
Yeah, y'all wilding on that, right?
So, I mean, I got it. Look, the Knicks have, they've had things that are clownish, but I don't see them doing that.
And this is another sign that's not a good sign, like when you come out and say something like that. That doesn't make you look good. Because you know people in Durant's camp probably know the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
And they know that's not, and they're going to look at the Knicks like,
and
really?
Be like, what?
And then that word gets around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Durant,
I think that's that's Dolan.
Well, he's the one who went on record of saying this.
Yeah,
too.
Dolan was the one who went on the radio show, who went on Michael K show said, you know, you already put yourself out there, so now you need an excuse.
He's backtracking.
I'm not putting that on Perry and Mills. I don't think they would have done that on their own.
No, I don't. And I think it should be, you know, whoever says it is responsible for it in this case. And he's the one who said it. And
Brian,
I,
you listening?
I will say that. Oh. Brian's listening.
Yeah.
Brian's listening. He's just curbing his enthusiasm.
Someone just tweeted.
Brian has no comment.
Someone just tweeted. The franchise that brought you Amari on one knee is afraid of KD's injury.
Stephen A. Smith with a tweet right now. Stephen A. Smith said noise is elevating, which is funny coming from him.
Who said that? Who tweeted it?
Stephen A.
It's hilarious.
And he said Kawhi and Jimmy Butler to the Clippers is elevating. We'll see if this really happens, but it makes sense
Jimmy
now.
Jimmy Butler?
I thought he was going to Miami.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Kawhi and Jimmy to the Clippers.
But that was a rumor earlier in the week that they wanted to play together.
Remember the rumor was that KD and Kawhi wanted to play together.
That was after
yesterday, right?
Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Who knows, man?
Why do you look confused?
Kawhi and Jimmy Butler to the Clippers.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
But, like.
That 2-3 is nasty.
And I was just questioning what the Clippers were going to do. And, man.
With Landry Shamet and my man Zubac. And SGA. Woo! SGA.
Can they re-sign Beverly?
Wow. Chris Haynes.
There's
some noise moving.
What's up?
Chris Haynes has just tweeted, there's a possibility Kevin Durant will engage in a sign-and-trade swap with Golden State and Brooklyn. League sources tell Yahoo Sports. So he's still looking out for Golden State while piecing out.
He's also looking out for himself because he gets that full five-year, 221.
And Golden State is actually good for them because they'll get some players to help fill the roster that will help them this year, and they still will.
The back end
Who
of that deal.
Who are they getting that sign-and trade?
I hope nobody good.
Nobody good.
You never know. Sometimes these sign-and trades,
Mark's Well, LeVert, no. Jared Allen, no.
Well, if Dinwiddie, I'm the, if I'm the Warriors,
I think
you want somebody.
I gotta be honest. I think Dinwiddie's gonna be somebody the Warriors will ask for.
Oh boy,
I don't know if I like that.
You have a point guard, right?
I know, but that's your backup point.
We gotta
so
get him back
got.
On the podcast one more time.
No, and they don't know what did Sean Livingston might retire. So Dinwiddie's a good fit there.
Dinwiddie's I would excellent fit.
If I'm the Golden State,
Dinwiddie's a good fit everywhere.
That'd be weird because he is.
Dolan in full damage control.
If I am
just
Golden
be
State,
quiet. Yeah, you know what your damage just, control is? Yeah. Hey, we're gonna take the long. We're gonna do it the way a real smart fan would want you to do it. Take your time. Do a real rebuild. That's the damage control. Say we're gonna do this the right way. Don't come out.
Randall?
Just don't say anything.
Get Randall. Get
wait,
D'Angelo.
Shout out to Ian Begley because he said the same thing I said. He took the Ramona tweet and said the Nets seemed pretty comfortable with it. Exactly. Why were they comfortable with it? But right. You weren't.
No. Let me just say this because I wanted to get back to this from before. Goran Dragic next year, right? Yeah. If Jimmy Butler and Philly were to do the sign and trade, Goran Dragic next year is making $19 million, and that's it. That's his expiring contract.
Okay.
And Josh Richardson is going to get 10 and then 10-8, and then he has a player option for 11. He will decline that if he's still the same. So you're looking at about $30 million between the both of them.
So that works.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Now, apparently he might go to the Clippers with Kawhi. Now, how do we feel about the Clippers? Because now New Orleans all of a sudden – we were talking about them potentially making the playoffs, and if Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler are going to be with the Clippers,
they nice.
Are they as good as the Lakers? Because right. They probably
SGA.
I mean, they're there.
What's
their roster is already full.
Well, SGA is your one.
At the very least, they're deeper. At the very least,
SGA is your one. Butler's your two.
Is Kawhi- SGA your one for real?
I think so. I think you can with Kawhi and Jimmy there, you can let him take the reins and be your one.
Lou Williams is still there.
Yeah, they got
$8 million. Yo, hold on.
He's
Ricky Rubio's
bargains.
Making $17 million, and Lou Williams is getting eight. Eight.
Ricky Rubio is a hell of a passer. Or he used to be, actually. He's not even the same passer he was.
Yo, you were the president of Ricky Rubio fan club. Oh,
I watched too much of him.
See, this is how bad narratives get started.
Wait, why are you watching so much of him?
The Donovan.
Because I go back with Donovan since AAU. So ever since he got there, I've been like, okay.
And Rubio.
Yeah, no, so I became a Utah Jazz fan in a way.
Yo,
okay.
You know who's happy right now? Michael Jordan, he's like, James Dolan making my life real easy. People are going to kill me all day, but James Dolan shows up to the party, always makes my life easy.
Man, they got to take the mic away from him, man. They got to. It just was a bad play. You just don't say anything. You don't have to say anything.
It's like a Trump move. Like you do, you think I'm stupid. You know, yeah, only stupid people would believe that.
Yeah. A lot of people are basically
And there
saying,
are a lot of them.
Literally.
A lot of people right now.
I'm doing a quick Twitter poll. Everyone is saying Dolan's full of it. And,
right, because you follow smart people. But
yes, everyone's saying that.
But all the Trump voters are like, yeah, word.
All the Trump voters.
Sorry, I didn't, you know, for, if you're watching
this podcast,
I still
you
say
might
the
be
same
offended.
Thing.
I'm not saying anything.
You keep it 100.
You keep getting paid.
It is what it is.
Keep it a stack.
Yeah, man. So this is just – the Clippers could be very interesting if they get those two players. I think
Kawhi stays in Toronto, though?
I think – here's what I think. If Kawhi stays in Toronto, I think Kawhi is going
to
sign a short-term deal. I think
to get it to his 10 years,
two plus one. I think he'll see that. I think that's smart.
That's a smart move. Because
I kind of would like to see him stay in Toronto because unless he wanted to come to the Knicks, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I want them to run it back. I want them to defend their title. That'd be nice.
I can only wait to what you're about to put.
Keith Smith from Yahoo quote tweeted Chris Haynes, the sign and trade tweet. He said that this sign and trade would give the Warriors a massive trade exception.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. To use to find depth.
And that'll help them get depth for their roster.
And then that could be that whole playoff thing where we're like, they're not going to make it. Well, they get somebody decent with Curry and Draymond. They might be right back in the thick of things.
Honestly, the way the West is shaping up, I really don't think Curry and Draymond is enough unless you get a lot of depth. So we'll see.
They definitely have to.
Yeah, with no Clay, they're going to be
hurt.
When
Clay
big
comes
time.
Back after the All-Star break, it's ACL, not the Achilles.
I know, right. But do they want to rush him back, though?
I don't think they will, but I think Golden State will still be better than people think. I think they'll make the playoffs. I'm putting them in.
Yeah, you got some winners.
Especially with Klay coming, they're going to come back in.
I have them out. I have them like borderline
unless
right now.
Unless you want to do major load management with Steph Curry.
If the Clippers do execute Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, that's it.
Sham Sharania. Damari Carroll signed a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Spurs, it looked like. Damn, it flew away too fast.
That's a good fit for him.
Wow.
I didn't see that.
Okay. You know what's funny is
2 years, 12 million.
When I did the offseason in 2K, that's exactly what he went for. 2 years, 12 million.
Nerlens Noel.
Nerlens is coming back.
Returning to the Thunder. So
that's good for them.
How much? Wait, how much?
No money on that reported yet. Say.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Which,
he's getting no money. That's what that means.
He's coming back for free.
For free. Pro bono.
Oh, God. Now, you know what? DeMar Carroll for the Spurs, that's pretty good. That's a good signing.
It is.
I know he liked in Brooklyn. He did like it living in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know what the Spurs.
DeMar Carroll's kid was actually going to the same school my daughter was going to.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what the Spurs are going to be. That's the thing. It's just like. You have DeMarcus Aldridge, you have DeMar DeRozan.
Their stars are just not
Murray's
good enough.
Coming back.
That helps.
You know
them.
What I mean? That's going to help. And Derek White was pretty
the better
good.
Thing, the good thing for them is their young guards.
2 years, $13 million. Up the next $1 million for
Yo, the
DeMar
West
Carroll.
Is going to be. Damn.
West gonna be, gonna be,
the West was fun last year.
The West going to be tough again
gonna be
this year. West going to be tough again. You're going to be very over tough. 500 and miss the playoffs.
Let me see the East real quick.
You know what's funny? I hate when after these free agents sign, they make these posts about why they're staying. And I'm like, yo, man, because you got paid.
I mean, and it's cool.
Like, you could just say that, yo, man, they gave me a lot of money, and I kind of liked it when I was here before. Cool.
Bucks in, Raptors in. I think the Raptors make the playoffs even without Kawhi.
Yeah, because you with Pascal, OG, Gasol, Ibaka, Van Vliet. I do like OG a lot.
All right, Bucks, Raptors, Sixers in. Yep. Celtics are definitely in.
The Pacers might be in. I mean,
I like what the Pacers did.
The Nets are in.
Yeah.
Orlando.
See, that the bottom is where Orlando, Detroit, like that area. I mean, somebody got to make it down there. So
Miami's going to be in.
Somebody got to make it down
Atlanta,
there.
I think, is going to be in. I'm rolling.
By the way, guys, have you been paying attention to Atlanta?
Trae Young, baby.
Have you guys been paying attention?
Yo, it's a young squad.
I'm not willing to go
there. By the way.
That's still a young squad.
They are high on my league pass.
That's great, league pass. I watched them all year last year.
Have you watched what they're doing, though, cap-wise? Guess who's going to have two max slots next summer?
Right.
The Atlanta Hawks.
In a weak free agency.
Anthony Davis is a free agent next year. Contrary to popular belief, Anthony Davis is a free agent next summer.
He's not.
Unless he re-ups.
Here's the thing. You got to keep in mind, so is the 2016 draft class.
Right.
Because they're going to be restricted free agents. Yep. And on top of that, I always say this because people forget. With cap space, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you need to sign a guy.
Right.
You
Agreed.
Can take salary
yes,
in from
exactly,
a trade.
Exactly.
You true. Don't know what star right. is going to be disgruntled.
Which is right. the option the Knicks can still do.
Exactly.
Atlanta has a chance because you got to figure Detroit, Orlando, hey, you never know.
And Indiana,
Andrew Wiggins
Indiana
will be more attractive
in.
Next year than he is this year.
But Charlotte's going to be terrible.
You know who I like on Atlanta?
Who's this?
Who? Man, Herder. You know.
Herder's a good,
you know,
a really
you know,
good
I like
pick.
Me some Herder.
I like Herder.
I do like that squad though, man. Like they did come up a little high for Hunter, but you know what? It works for them. Trey, and look, and I said this to Murph because last year on the draft show, I said, man, he got high bust potential. Trey Young. What I didn't see translating Bell was he's an excellent passer. Like I know he led in assists, but counting stats are what they are. But when I watch him pass the ball, I'm like, all right, dude, and that shot got better. They nice. So that starting five is him at the one.
He does need to tone it down.
Herder at the two. Cam at the three. DeAndre at the four. And John Collins at the five.
I don't think Cam steps right in.
I don't know if John Collins could step
right in at Duke.
I know.
Think about it.
I think part of his problem, though, too many mouths to feed at Duke last year.
Well, what do you think the NBA is? It's not going to be any better.
It's not going to be any easier. But if he's got to catch and shoot.
Right. No, I just think – I think to me it was like you had – He got in where he fit in.
Right,
and a lot of it is mental.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just complained about a little bit about RJ, you know, taking too many shots, but yeah.
he was ready.
He
don't take enough shots.
He wasn't scared.
Okay.
He had no fear. You couldn't say the same thing about Cam.
Where's Dwayne Dedmon?
Wait,
Cam? By the way,
Cam's
didn't he sign?
Is he?
I thought he went somewhere.
Cam's still nursing that injury, right? He's coming off something. I think like a foot. Something.
He was. Yeah, he had
apparently
to have surgery.
The talk is a lot. A lot of people want to see if Dwayne Dedmon they could get him on a mid level exception.
Is he going to play summer league?
Who? Cam?
Cam.
I doubt it. And they probably hold him. But no, don't get me wrong on Cam, though. He's super talented.
He can knock down
a lot of people
shots.
Thought he was number one in the class. I think you give him 2-3 years, though.
Reddish?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
ooh,
Cam Reddish. I just don't think he steps right in as a rookie and
what
does much.
What if the Lakers go after Kevon Looney at center?
For how much money? Price is what.
I know.
What.
You think he's gonna get?
Golden State
how
probably tries to
get?
Keep him once they do the sign and trade.
I could see him getting 8-9.
People on the league were saying
that's not that much.
And yo, you saw him. He could switch on to smaller players.
Yeah.
And guard.
Yeah.
Again.
He's solid.
Can you do multiple solid finisher, things?
He's good, right? Next to Anthony Davis and LeBron because he don't need the ball. You need guys that don't need the ball.
That would be, that would be a bad ball,
you know, at all.
You know who else I think the Lakers could get, though?
Who?
DeMarcus Cousins.
They probably could. But here... But isn't my and DeMarcus? Okay,
if
let's
they
say
get
for
the,
how much?
No, let's say Boogie does a 1 year.
Hold on,
he's a free agent.
And can he ever stay healthy?
Hold on, let me go crazy for a second. DeMarcus Cousins, J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony.
Lord have mercy. Wow.
Patrick Beverley.
That's pretty much
that's a lot of
Goon squad.
That's a lot.
They'll be lucky.
That's a lot of people.
They'll be lucky to get
Beverley. We already know
how many veteran minimums? Because we can't again.
You have a limited amount. Jared Dudley.
And wait, and how much does Jeannie want to pay? How much taxes she want to pay?
Bro, I don't, they're the Lakers. They better be able to pay.
But
they
see,
better
no, no,
pay
no.
Tax.
But that's where people assume. No.
You got LeBron.
I understand
you do what
that
he says.
But they, Jeannie Buss is the only person, the only owner in the NBA who the Lakers is her primary business. Everybody has got money coming from other places. The Lakers is her only money.
Yeah.
So and because of that, they like they've been. That's why their front office is, you know.
I'll tell LeBron to give him some backdoor money and a roll of Space Jam. You know what I'm saying? Space Jam 2 coming out. It's in the works.
Cut some money from Spring Hill Entertainment.
Yeah.
Man, that, you guys are really talking about back deals.
Chris Haynes just tweeted out 2 minutes ago, Golden State is currently meeting with Kevon Looney in Los Angeles, by the way.
Well, all the NBA guys have homes in Los Angeles.
They're trying to attempt to resign.
They want to do it quick because they don't want nobody to get close to them because they know. A guy I know you saw closely, Murph, and I'm high on him just because of where they drafted him last year and the potential. We haven't talked about – Denver didn't do anything in terms of, like, free agent, whatever. Porter Jr. going to play summer league.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yo.
I'm expecting a lot from him.
Here's my thing.
He was one of my top guys.
Everyone in that draft class, Bagley and all of them, said he was the dude. He was better than all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they could get –
I mean, a lot of basketball players love Kobe too. Your boy, so.
Well, Kobe was kind of good though. Let's keep it real.
Listen, Kobe was good, but
people who don't like the mob mentality want to act like.
And I hated Kobe. Like I was a Kobe hater, but I mean,
I'm a Kobe fan. Yeah. But if they can get 15 to 18 minutes a game from him,
or whatever, maybe more.
Well, I don't want to get crazy in the back, but 15, 18.
Why not?
More than 15
injuries. You never know what happens.
18 minutes off the bench and he's instant offense. Against second team guys?
The dude is like, you know.
I know. I'm
6'10".
I don't want to get amped.
He's a 6'10 do-it-all.
I know. It's the back.
He can shoot, but he's not just a shooter.
I know, but I'm just saying, no.
I also don't like his release, generally.
Because he's playing. You put him against second teamers?
6'10".
Right? I like him against second teamers. Cook them dudes.
Oh, please, yeah. No, yeah. I'm expecting a lot. And they're expecting a lot. Denver's like, we got a lottery pick coming.
Because if they got that. To what they already have.
And then they drafted Bol Bol, and they're trying to do the same thing with him.
You got Bol Bol.
But he's much better than Bol Bol.
You sitting out the whole year, Bol. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't playing nothing this year.
I know Bol Bol need to be doing Ian. That's what he
needs to be doing.
Ian.
So we talked about Porzingis earlier. Bol Bol is 208.
Right. Yeah.
Right,
Porzingis was also a better athlete than Bol Bol. Yes.
Porzingis was like around 220, I believe, when he came in the league. Still needs to put on some more weight.
Like, remember, Porzingis was dunking on people.
Porzingis goes up strong.
Bol Bol's like a two guard, first of all. He's not a center. He's like a 7'2" two guard.
I like Bol. Okay?
Right. He doesn't have the moves Porzingis has.
There are things that he does that I like.
Now, people are questioning things like his motor, his heart.
Who's Bol Bol?
Bol Bol.
The big thing was like, does he love basketball enough? Does he care about it?
We'll see. We'll see now.
We got another question. We kind of touched on this earlier, but I don't know if we talked about how good this team could be. Draymond Leo sent this question. Will the Jazz be really good? And it's how good the Jazz can be.
We like them.
You said Brian joked.
I mean, they were good last year.
Brian said they could go to their finals.
How many games did they win last year?
Western Conference finals.
What seed were they?
Five or something?
Yeah, because they played Portland right in round one.
On the road. Yeah. No, they played Oklahoma. Houston.
Oh, yeah,
Houston.
I had them.
They were the 16.
That was wrong.
They were
the four-five. It was a 4-5 matchup.
They lost in six. Yeah.
How many games did they win?
Five. They won one game.
They won 50 games last year.
They might win
with just Donovan.
They won 58. I mean,
they won 50
and
games last year.
And after a slow start again last year.
Look, Mike Conley says healthy.
They might win 60 games this year.
If that stays generally healthy.
Mike Conley has more than 8 wins.
I give him 55, 56.
55 and 27. Yeah, 55 and you get 55 wins in the West gets you a third seed probably. Right?
Yeah. Depends on how good the Lakers are.
Randall is going to the Knicks. 3 years, $63 million deal. I like that signing.
Wait, 3 years, 60 what?
63.
So it's 30.
I said he was going to get 20.
Yeah, okay.
I said he was going to get 20.
That's a decent contract. That's a decent contract.
I'm fine with it in the range.
Hold on. Do they pair him with D'Angelo Russell? Because I think you try to do that now.
I would.
Then here's what you do. If you have D'Angelo Russell and you have Julius Randle, that takes pressure off RJ Barrett.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, that puts him in a much better situation.
But aren't we talking about, weren't we just saying that now, he wants, they're going to do a sign and trade? They'll sign and trade him either to Minnesota.
That's possible.
The Lakers. But it's like,
if they get him, I keep him.
I haven't heard any interest on his part to the Knicks. Is there?
No,
I don't know that. But what I'm saying is the Knicks should be going after D'Angelo Russell because as far as point guards, that's the best they can do right now. What about Dennis Smith Jr.? No, he should be your sixth man.
I'll tell you right now.
He should be your sixth man.
I'm not a fan of Dennis.
He's not really a point guard.
I mean, I think he's too young to say that.
I just don't, his game, maybe I'm
not fully off of his game, but I'm not high enough.
Sixth man is a great role.
What's the Knicks starting five right now if they get D'Angelo? So it'd be D'Angelo at the one.
He'll finish a lot of games, too.
RJ at
RJ's three, right?
He's 2-3.
He's a three.
RJ at the three.
You're probably gonna start Dennis.
No. But here's the thing: he's a two because Kevin Knox is probably your three.
That's right.
Julius Randle's your four. Mitchell Robinson's your five.
Well, you got Randle now. First of all, there's no positions anymore, really.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
who's the five guys starting the game?
That's a nice position.
But RJ's not a two at this moment. He's not a pure shooter.
Yeah.
You're a three. You're ranking them in terms of height. Is what you're doing with position. But basically, your starting five is
Your shooter?
If they get D'Angelo,
don't have one.
I mean, D'Angelo shoots a lot of
threes. He does.
So
your best shooters are going
to
be D'Angelo.
And you need Kevin Knox to shoot at a higher percentage, which he could do, which I think he would have did.
I think he will if he's got better, like Randall and D'Angelo.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what Kevin Knox needs. He was in a terrible situation last year. But if they get D'Angelo Russell, and this is why they need to do it. You're talking about D'Angelo, RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson.
I like that five.
You can make the playoffs.
You can make the playoffs with that, dude.
Yeah, you can make the playoffs.
That's better than Orlando.
And playoffs or not, you can develop a hell of that team.
That's better than Orlando.
No real excuse.
Julius Randle, that's the key, Jamal.
D'Angelo's 23 years old.
You're bringing,
Randle's like 24.
If the Nets 3 years ago had that squad, they would have been beasts by now.
Right,
so you got to do that.
You're bringing in a young guy in a timeline. He's not taking up too much of your cap over a long period of time. It's 3 years.
Who tweeted out Randle, by the way?
Randle came from Woj. Ian Begley just confirmed it. You're getting a guy
I'm going to shout out Begley.
You're now building a culture that you can develop. Now you're getting some young veterans who can come in and show these guys what it's like to work. I was a fan of Randle coming out of Kentucky. Big fan. I also was a huge fan of D'Angelo Russell coming out of Ohio State, although he's been a little more disappointing to me. However, I do think this is a good signing for the Knicks. The kind of guy the Knicks needed to get. This is what I think they needed to do. I think it's a good signing. Some fans are going to be disappointed. Oh, we didn't get KD. They're sticking the course. They're not spending money badly. You have to be fine with that. And they're trying to let the young guys develop. And I think this is something that the team needs to do. Stick the course. Develop these young guys. We just talked about the starting five. Develop some of these young guys. See if you can get something better. Maybe Dennis Smith Jr. is not a finished product, right?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe you can still get something out of Nil Aquino, who we were talking about earlier. Was it me and you, Gerard? We were talking about how he can defend.
Yes.
Can you get him to be effective on the other side of the ball? Alonzo Trier, can he develop?
By the way,
you got some intriguing pieces.
By the way, let me say this too. All right, what if they don't get D'Angelo Russell? Because that's not something that's rumored right now, right? Let's say they do roll with Dennis Smith Jr. as a starting point guard. You're still looking at Dennis Smith Jr. with RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson. Still have Trier, Dotson, nice pieces off the bench. You know what I'm saying? You still have all very young.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why the Randle signing is good too, because he's a little more experienced.
Yep.
24. He'll be 25 in November. He'll be 25 in November.
What did he put up last year? Normally,
21-8.
I mean,
per game.
And
21-9.
He was on my list. He was on my top 25 under 25. I got heat for it, but you know.
No, I liked him on there. But
I always like Randle.
But you know what? You know what?
What gave you heat? The Net fans who's like, oh, where's D'Angelo?
Yeah.
You know who I thought the best thing about
Randle? And I didn't have Jamal Murray on there.
We're playing around, guys.
The best thing about Randle's game last year, what did he shoot from downtown? Because he shot a much better
34%.
Yes. Yo. If he can do that and help stretch it to four.
That's respectable.
It is.
He's a poor,
poor man Zach Randle?
Poor man Zion.
Zion.
Poor man Zion. I mean.
Outside for that, that's nothing bad.
Exactly.
That's
worth 20 mil.
It's not really bad. Yeah.
Poor man Zion.
Man, Terry Rozier just got almost 20
mil. Here's a question.
So,
yo, valid. How does Julius Randle get $5 million more than Terry Rozier?
Listen, man, we people wild in these streets. Oh, what if the Knicks still had Porzingis?
Well, here's the thing.
Thank you.
Randle.
Thank you.
Randle would have been a nice pairing
right.
next Porzingis.
Thank you.
Oh, that'd be nasty.
We could have been talking about something.
Yo, the emphasis on the point. Thank you.
You do.
How mad are you that they still traded Porzingis?
Wait, you're a Knicks fan too, right?
I used to be.
Yo, that squad can make the playoffs right now.
Until Brooklyn.
If they get D'Lo. That's a playoff squad. They're better than Orlando.
I agree. Better than
Detroit, too. Somebody responded to us saying, well, what if they still have Porzingis? Somebody's like, what if your grandmother had a beard? Then she would have a beard and she'd have to shave.
Yeah.
Thanks, Biggins 212.
Yeah, I mean, what's up? I mean, you know.
Well, we can say
what if
she made
anything.
A mistake. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your grandma
made a mistake. She has a beard.
Biggins 212.
She should have been shaved then.
He said she looked like my
grandfather.
She should have took some pills or something.
That's what you should have said.
We out here wilding in these streets, man.
Biggins, shout out to you. Shout out to the Abbey. Like the Huey Boondocks Abbey.
Like,
you have the Boondocks shirt.
Boondocks coming back.
I respect that.
I heard about that.
Boondocks coming back.
Is it going to be less problematic than before?
No, probably not. Probably more problematic. given who's well, I don't want to.
That's
go
a whole nother story.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Biggins says, "What's up to you? What's up, Hector?
What's good, my G?
Thank you for watching, Biggins. We appreciate it. I hope your grandma doesn't have a beard color.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I mean, because like,
it's all good. At that age, it's all good.
But I hope you love her regardless, though. I mean, that's your grandma.
But ultimately, yes, I agree that. D'Angelo Russell should be their next target. I'm retweeting Gerard right now as we speak. Trying to get more people to come in this live, so tell your friends.
No doubt.
But back to the Jazz, we were saying, do we think they're a team that you can look at them and say they are contending for a championship?
I don't know about it. I mean, they could contend for
the Western Conference Finals.
For sure.
But in theory, though, if they're contending for that means they can contend for a championship.
Yeah.
So
I just don't want to go too far.
I'll put them on the lower tier of championship contenders where they're not really there. But look, I'd like to see what their bench looks like. But hey, that's one of the better starting fives, man. Because you have the defensive player of the year. You have Donovan Mitchell, who's one of the best rising stars in basketball. Mike Conley is one of the best defensive point guards.
Boyan.
And I'm interested to see Donovan Mitchell. Because, you know, people compare him to Dwayne Wade. Maybe he becomes a Dwayne Wade.
That's what I'm saying.
And the way to get there is to have help. Because he's been doing all this on his own. People get on his efficiency and all that. He had no choice. He had to take – he was their offense. When the shot clock goes down, he's the only one who could try to find a shot. Now – He can play less minutes even.
And he got off to that bad start. Not to cut you off, Gerard. But he got off to that bad start last year, and then he got more efficient. He went on a tear. Last year, by the way, he averaged 24-4-4.
Listen.
After averaging 20 as a rookie.
Why can't he get 25-5-5?
Love Donovan.
You know what I'm saying?
By the way, Biggin is our boy Otis Harper.
That's my man.
He
didn't say he knew y'all. So
that's who that is.
I appreciate him watching and contributing.
Thank you, Otis. We appreciate you watching us.
He said, "Rozier, go get his money. Get your money, player." That's what
Listen,
said.
We agree. We're just
mad at Rozier for getting his money.
You know what's funny about all this?
Is Terry Rozier Charlotte's best player?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, who are you gonna say?
Wait. I have a plan for how
Michael
we get
Jordan. That's who.
I have a plan for how we get Charlotte out of the Hornets away from Michael Jordan.
Get him out the league
and get them back to Seattle. I put this in chat if y'all remember. So Mackenzie Bezos got a $38 billion stake in Amazon and part of her divorce settlement. She could easily buy the Hornets.
So
you gotta move the New Orleans Pelicans.
So there's no black owners.
Black owners. What's up with that, bro? Pause.
Well,
if she needs someone to help her out with that and facilitate, I'll be happy to do whatever I got. I'll take one for the team
I hear you.
I said that's $38 billion.
You're selling out.
That's $38 billion.
I ain't mad at you though.
That's $38 billion. At least
I can say you probably worth it. Terry Rozier.
With a B, okay. Uh-huh. And then we get Michael to sell the team. We move it to Seattle. We good to go.
I would like to see basketball back. I feel bad for the people in Charlotte because they took their team away, brought it back.
That's terrible.
And now
I got people in Charlotte, and they're not happy. They weren't happy before it was official. They knew it wasn't going to end well.
It just doesn't make sense. If you're going to rebuild and let him walk all the way, you bring back Terry Rozier. Yo, what's Charlotte's like marketing plan for next year? Like, who are you putting out on these posters?
Scary Terry. Yo, you know what's going to be the marketing thing?
Marketing posters.
On the marketing posters with the schedule thing, it's going to be the back of Terry Rozier's head that has his tattoo. That's what it's going to be.
Yo,
and you know what else they're going to do? They're going to trade for Hassan Whiteside, who's from there. Get that contrast. Watch.
I can see that. At least that's
Terry Rozier and Hassan Whiteside.
They need to sign you up for the marketing team.
Goons, baby. Goons.
That's a goon squad for
sure. What up, North Carolina? My brother was born there.
Okay, Petey Pablo.
Come on, Razor.
That is so
Petey
Pablo.
Take your shirt off.
That is so Petey Pablo.
What are you doing? Like, how are you getting any Hornets fans to go to the game next year?
You're going
to
raise up. You're going to bring back Petey Pablo. You're going to have everyone take their shirt off and wave it around. The jerseys are going to be shirtless. So Terry Rozier is going to be out here with just shorts.
They need J. Cole to perform every night, and they still won't get people to come to the game.
Yeah, Cole every night.
It's going to be Cold World in that arena. Yeah,
Cold World.
Cold World. Ain't nobody excited about that. Woo. That's going to be a hard one to fill. All right. So the Jazz, we're not saying are in finals contention, but we're saying Western Conference.
I still do want to know what the terms are for DeAndre Jordan for the Nets, because that's interesting, too. We haven't talked about that as much.
Well, the Nets are going to go into the tax, obviously. I figure, what do you make for the Knicks? Because he was on that Dallas deal. Russ had that Dallas deal, right?
Yeah. That was making 23.
Yeah, they're not paying him that much.
Is he backing up Jared Allen? Yes. Or is Jared Allen going in a sign and trade?
No, they can't do that. They can't do that.
Jared Allen should be the starting center.
Because that's a team friendly deal.
DeAndre Jordan's better than a backup center. You know, so that's really good.
He's probably the full taxpayer mid level.
9.6?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The full taxpayer mid level. Yeah. Nine and whatever.
That's fair for him.
That's what
especially since he's going to be. Damn.
And DeAndre's getting a little older now.
Let me ask you this. Is this an upgrade from Ed Davis?
In terms of.
Yeah,
in terms of rim protection,
really good season.
Better rim protector and can finish better than Ed Davis. Ed Davis sometimes when he catches the ball,
communicator on defense, perhaps.
Who, DeAndre?
Yeah.
And before he got traded from Dallas, he was putting up serious rebounding numbers.
Yeah. And I like Kyrie kind of working a little game with him, little pick and roll action.
Yeah.
Do what he too? Because if he's playing more second year,
they're loaded.
I'm really intrigued.
The Nets are loaded.
I'm really intrigued to see if they do this without Kevin sign
Durant,
and trade.
And that's without Durant.
Yeah.
If they do the sign and trade, I'm really intrigued to see what they have to
give up.
We'll
see if it works because Kyrie just went through this in Boston. So
look, Kyrie, and listen, y'all know my thing was like, it ain't all Kyrie's fault, right? Everybody gets blamed in Boston.
More information on Julius Randle. This is from Chris Haynes. A 3-year, $63 million deal Julius Randle agreed to with the Knicks contains a team option in the final year.
Nice.
League source. So smart. Knicks keeping that flexibility.
That's a smart play.
Let me tell you something. The owner might not be doing everything he needs
but
to
Mills
do.
And Perry but Mills and Perry, yeah, they're doing,
yo, salute.
Shout out to Steve Mills and Scott Perry, for sure.
You know what? I like keeping that flexibility. Right?
I like this
comes in the window we're talking about, but that's something else that we're able to negotiate, and it works.
Yeah, Stephen A.
Posted a video. He said, I just finished crying. And listen, we love Stephen A. up here. Yeah. He looks terrible.
He wilding
right now. His
face
is terrible in that video.
But
he was just crying. Nobody looks good after they were just crying.
Back to Kyrie.
Thug tears, man.
Back to Kyrie really quick. Again, it was the easy narrative. It's all Kyrie's fault why Boston flamed out. That isn't true. Everybody gets blamed for that. But to your point, Kyrie needs to be better when he is in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That is just.
This is his shot.
And Marks is betting that the culture that he has here is better than whatever was in Boston. That's what he's betting on. Is that the culture is better? And we're gonna be able to keep Kyrie in check. And I hate to use terms like that, but you
especially
know what I'm
as it relates to minority.
Yeah. Right.
A new daily fantasy app for prop bets is here, and it's called Thrive Fantasy. Forget the old school way of DFS. Thrive Fantasy has streamlined the drafting process and eliminated the need to do unnecessary hours of research by using only top tier athletes. That means no more salary cap. You just build your lineup around a list of prop bets. Here's how it works. For each contest, you choose 10 of the 20 prop bets, plus two ice picks that protect you from any late scratches or postponed games. Each unique prop has an over and under point value assigned to it, and you will be rewarded that value if the prop is correct. So for example, if Tom Brady throws for over or under 250 yards, the less likely the prop is to occur, the more points the choice will be worth. You build your team score around the amount of correct prop bets you select. It's easy to play, so just check out the Thrive Fantasy link in the description of this podcast and get in the game with Thrive Fantasy today.
We have a question from your guy, Otis.
What's good?
Which I think is a fair question. How do you guys think the two most sensitive players in NBA will handle the NYC media?
I think this is a fair question.
This is part of what I said about that risk. It's like, all right, Kyrie doesn't get all the blame for Boston, but he gets a lot of it.
He gets a lot of it. But Danny gets a lot of it. Brett, I mean, they all... No,
does he or does Danny kind of skate by?
Well, no. Danny should, but...
So should Kyrie. Is what I'm saying.
Listen,
because Kyrie also has that history in Cleveland
of how
he departed also.
Agreed.
So I'm like, now he has to prove, and this is what the Nets are betting on, he has to prove that, like D'Angelo Russell, he can sort of buy into this culture. Although I don't think D'Angelo was a character concern as much as he was portrayed as.
It was because of the one Snapchat thing, which, I mean, that was definitely
Nick
terrible.
Young was with Iggy Azalea. Right. D'Angelo did him a favor. D'Angelo Russell
I don't know. She looks kind of good.
Wait, are we... Iggy Azalea?
It's a joke.
She can't rap, but... Yeah.
Yo, but he's 19 years old. 19 years old.
Yeah, I'm not
Kyrie's
killing a 19
27. Okay. More fully formed of an adult.
I get it.
So,
and he has a third eye.
Listen.
Third eye, crap. Here's what I will say
about... taking the risk. I don't know how they're going to handle it because, look... The Nets aren't going to be the secondary.
No, that's where people got it wrong, right?
Right. I'm not saying they're going to be the Knicks in terms of media coverage.
They will be.
But
here's the thing.
They probably are.
This is New York City. Look, the best team, if you're a real team in New York City and you have stars on your team, you're going
to
be treated differently.
Before I toss this to you, I tweeted this out right like a couple hours ago. The Nets had two. Three beat writers, but two.
We about that 15 now.
Who traveled with the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three when it became Mike Scotto of The Athletic, our boy, on this podcast, right?
Shout out to Scotto.
And really, you had a team site or a fan site, quote unquote, with Nets Daily, which I've been writing on, on covering the team the last three seasons.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
That media coverage is going to look a lot different.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
you're going to have people from Bleacher Report there all the time.
All the time.
You're going to have people from
SI. Yeah.
You're going to have people from the Daily News.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's what I will say about that. First, I'm going to go to KD, then I'm going to go to Kyrie. It ain't like the Warriors play in like a -8 media market.
Right.
That was a traveling zoo. So, I mean, they are used to tons of media.
That's true. It's not going to get any better, though.
And really, KD's big thing is he's always arguing basketball points with you. It's always like, oh, so you think about that? Well, really? That's really his point. And honestly, he's not even playing this year, so you got to worry about that this season. He's not going to be around the team. Kyrie, the question is going to be, when he, you know, let's say they lose three in a row or something, or he has three bad games and Berman's bugging out or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Berman gonna be at every Nets game.
And then he's like, with
Bondi too.
And he says to Mark Berman, but Mark, what have you ever accomplished in your career, right? And he does one of those things, and they get into a back and forth thing. If that ever happens,
I mean, I find those entertaining.
Listen, but I don't. What again? That never affects them, in my mind, their play on the floor.
Definitely KD. That's the thing about KD.
It
seems to affect them off the court,
but not on the court,
which is interesting.
And affecting him off the court is he's going to go at you on social media. Okay, fine. If you're a Net fan, what do you care? Once you out here and you drop in the buckets like how you do, easy money sniper, we good with all that. Like That's how I feel.
And then there's if he does it.
What?
There's also
drop buckets?
I'm saying like if he does it to the same level he was before, we don't know. Again, we talked about this
earlier.
We don't know how he's going
to So your boy Otis says, you know, remember the OKC media issued an apology to KD because he's offended by the media.
Yeah.
He also said the Nets are the best basketball team and most important basketball team in New York. Stop. And he said Golden State ain't nowhere near NYC. Come on, Gerard. Well, I think what you were saying was it's a massive media market.
Well, Otis, my man, I mean, I don't know how much Warriors you watch on League Pass, dog, but any team that has the majority of stars, that's where all the outlets send all their reporters to. ESPN, like, three guys out in Oakland covering the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
When you are the team, that's where everyone flocks to. So large media is not anything new for them. That's old hat. That's just
someone
what they do.
Someone talked about it recently. Point. Who was that? Someone was interviewed, who, I guess, plays for the Warriors, and was just saying, what a circus it has been the past 3 or 4 years.
They're used to that. Listen, again, and to your point, it never affects Durant on the court. He's still put up all NBA numbers.
He's just really
been
sensitive on social media.
It's just on social media he'll clap back at you. And honestly, okay, great.
Do I think he should care?
No, but
it doesn't affect his play. Whatever.
If it affected his play, I guess he'd be like, all right, man, It never. This dude is a perennial MVP and all NBA dude.
John, Kyrie's gonna say some dumb.
Oh
things.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, "What is?" And then New York media is
gonna. They're gonna. Yeah. They try you more here. Oh, let's
yeah.
be honest.
He gonna. He, oh yeah. Kyrie's oh, yeah. definitely gonna say something out of pocket about third eyes and truths and.
And he'll be set, and they'll set you up here.
Oh, they'll yo, definitely set him up.
Yo,
for that.
Well, and look at RJ Barrett's introductory press conference.
Right.
George Willis, who right. we like up here,
also, yo, he first asked. Question
he asked he's not even. He's not even that type. And it wasn't really that. That was a regular. That's just a New York question.
Yeah. It's funny. It's John Perez said. Here's a twist. As a New Yorker, I think these two guys have a lot of New York in them. They stick up for themselves and they fight back. And it's funny because their personalities to not be able to back down, I think, is a fair point.
That's the thing.
That kind of actually
back.
Might help them right. in this market.
And that's where I do identify with those dudes.
And Kyrie's, oh, and Kyrie's
you,
no, from here.
You don't like
here.
To clap right. back. You like to slap first.
And Kyrie's from here.
But that's the thing,
right? So he knows.
Like, Durant's thing is not like, I'm minding my own business and I'm going to just start with somebody. If someone says something that he thinks is stupid basketball-wise, oh, word, you think that? That's why you a bum-ass on 24-Hour Fitness or whatever crap that he says. Like, that's what we do here. I mean, we all grew up here and went to, you know what it's like in a lunchroom. If you right. If your clapback game wasn't strong,
yo, you sitting at the table by yourself.
You'd be crying in the bathroom eating your lunch because you got, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
So I like the players that can't clap
I'm
back.
I'm good. Listen, man, I'm not worried about any of that. None of that.
You can't be. I did see a tweet, I'm trying to bring it up here, from Ian Begley that he just said, he talked about who the Knicks also would be interested in. And I saw Wayne Ellington was one of the
Wayne
names.
Wayne Ellington and Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson.
I like Wayne as a free agent.
Another signing we
veteran
have.
For like,
I like Taj way more than Wayne. Just on the team.
I
he brings you some toughness experience.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Teach the young guys.
George Hill back with Milwaukee.
Yep. I was just going to say that.
Made sense. Once Brogdon left, they had to go.
So that takes him out of the play, like I said, for the Lakers.
How
George
much?
Hill, three for 29.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Value, I thought he could have gotten played for the Lakers, but he's backing up. Now they still have a stable black
so
point guard.
Okay, so now with that said, is Milwaukee still a little bit less than they were?
I do.
I think
Brogdon's that good.
I think so. I love Brogdon's a 50-40-90 guy. So I.
Yeah, that's a tough guy to lose.
How does Phoenix not go get a guy like Brogdon?
Okay, so wait, you have, right. Mm. Bledsoe, Giannis, Middleton is back. George Hill. Mm-hmm. George Hill's back there. They traded Tony Snell.
Basically, they have everybody except
Brogdon. Miritich
is out. Brooke Lopez is back. Now, I would like to see him bang in a post a little bit more, but I know we don't allow that in the NBA now.
He's an SOP.
Why are you so mad?
Because I just get annoyed. I'm like, yo, you're 7'2", 280. I wish they could just.
And B bangs in the post, though.
Huh?
And B bangs in the post.
No, but I'm saying they should have Lopez do it every once in a while, too. Like, I know Giannis needs space. You know, I know he's Moses, but like, yo, can we put Brooke Lopez in the post sometimes? So then Brooke Lopez is not shooting 8 threes a game?
I mean, what was he shooting, like, what, 34%, 35% this year? He was killing them.
35 is not that great.
But for a big man, though, that's excellent for a big man.
I think he did better the year before, if I'm not mistaken.
With the Lakers?
Yeah.
I think this was actually a career high. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I forgot he was with the Lakers, with the Nets. His first year he was doing it with the Nets? I don't remember. Let me see. 35%, 35%, 37%.
37% last year?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Nice. Woo!
6 threes a game. No, I'm not saying he shouldn't shoot threes. I'm saying I'd like
to
see...
you want to see him get in the post
I'd like to see more balance from Brooke Lopez just because I think that'll help that team more also. Like, yo, you don't need to shoot threes all the
time. I mean, it's obviously still early and free agency is not just today. Like, it still goes on. I still want to know what Philly's doing, right? I mean, they clearly need some things to happen still.
Right, so the Butler
thing
has been
that,
quiet.
That domino has
Kawhi's
to fall first.
Been quiet.
Kawhi, yeah.
Kawhi's kind of holding up the Lakers. My boy, who's a Laker fan, actually just texted me that, and he said Kawhi's holding us up from actually being able to get other players.
People are coming off the board.
Yeah.
If Kawhi runs it back in Toronto, let's say Kawhi goes back to Toronto, Philly figures out whatever they figure out, Milwaukee's who they are. How do you guys like how the East looks next year? Top
if,
of the conference.
If Kawhi's back?
Yeah, Kawhi's back.
I mean, the East is as interesting as it was this year in the playoffs. Top heavy. I think now you bring Brooklyn in, and now you talked about that Brooklyn-Boston rivalry.
And right, yeah.
Which is interesting.
They could battle it out.
Anywhere from four to six. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think the East is very entertaining. it's not as – I don't think it's going to be as jumbled as the West. The West is going to be so – the West last year was fun. Every night on League Pass. One game could have moved you up here. One game could have brought you
it's
down
It's
going to
be like that again.
Yeah, you know,
I think the East is still top heavy.
I might need Adam Silver to step in and help us out here.
Do that 1-16?
Well, because we're getting old now, and this late – when I stay up late to watch these West Coast League Pass games, man, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning by the time I'm done with this crap,
we
got to
work the next day, bro.
I see the East.
I tough it out sometimes.
I see the East as being the same – basically the same as regular season wise, the same as last year,
but Brooklyn,
except Brooklyn taking maybe Indiana's spot.
Okay,
you know, to where Brooklyn's battling Boston.
Okay, and Indiana's going to be in the slot to drop.
Indiana drops.
I think all those teams are kind of close, man. Boston, Indiana, Brooklyn. I don't know. I like what Indiana's done.
Indiana could drop out, maybe. Orlando, I don't know.
I'm intrigued if Indiana's going to trade one of the bigs.
I like what Indiana did, though, because the rumors before were that Rubio was going there.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
As you know,
I was like, why? But getting Brogdon instead of Rubio, that was
better.
Great.
Way better.
Do we think
and
that
TJ Warren pickup too?
Now, do we think that Orlando is going to get anything from Markelle Fultz this year?
Well, that's the key. That's the key for them taking a leap forward. Now, I don't know what that leap.
Is he playing summer league?
Maybe in terms of no.
He should.
What year is he? Second or third?
Third.
He should play summer league.
He should. Not even to like diss him. But
no, he should.
We don't even know if you're healthy.
He should go to G League to start the season. Is what you should
also
do
to get some confidence in his shot.
No, see, yeah, just to get work in and like play.
Yeah, I think how he can play, what he can give them, if he is what he looked like coming out of college, even though I'm not banking
Kevin
on that.
Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer says the Lakers will currently enter free agency $587,000 short of the full max contract space of $32.7 million. This means unless more cap space is created, the Lakers can offer Kawhi Leonard or another max free agent 4 years and $138.3 million.
Split that money up.
Other teams could Other teams could offer $2.5 million more.
He's still there.
Speaking of your boy Ricky Rubio, this is from Bobby Marks. Phoenix will actually need to make a roster move to fit the projected $17 million Rubio salary for next year. The Suns are $2.6 million over the cap when taking into account the Kelly Oubre Jr. hold and the projected new salary of Rubio. Phoenix, man. That's why you didn't make that second
Matt,
trade.
Matt, do we have an aux cord in here?
Do you think
we have to play
you
this
You think
Stephen
somebody
a. Smith
can
style?
Get
– I'm fine with that.
Kanter's a free agent.
It's right there.
Yes. What do you guys think about Kanter on the market? He can help a contender.
Let me get it.
Yeah. I mean, he helped Portland.
He did. I mean, obviously, your issue with him is defensively, when you put him pick and roll, you're right. But he can – Kanter can grab boards and score, man.
Yeah. He's capable of doing some things offensively.
I would like to see Enes Kanter go back to Portland.
Yeah,
up with Nurkic? What's his timetable?
He's probably gonna be out for the season.
Nurkic's gonna be out
the whole
until
season,
like
probably.
Who, Nurkic? If not dangerous, just close.
Yeah, he's not
maybe.
Coming back till
what is it? ACL?
No, it's like fractured like.
I don't know.
Oh, he's yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
fractured bones in that foot. The way that fall was.
I'll put it to you this way: I wouldn't expect anything this season
from Nurkic.
No, yeah, you're right.
I'm kind of like that with Markelle Fultz too, to be honest. All right, let's play the Stephen A. Smith sound because he just went on First Take and went crazy. Let's see what he said.
Let me throw a couple more names at you that Ramona's reporting they're interested in. Bobby Portis and Reggie Bullock.
This is from The Jump, ESPN.
Look at his face.
Let me go back. Just
a couple more names at you that Ramona's reporting they're interested in. Bobby Portis and Reggie Bullock.
What? Rachel, what are you doing to me?
Could you ask me something about
Kawhi? could you ask me about Jimmy Butler? Could you ask me about anything other than the Knicks right now? How about that? Anything other than them? Because I'm so done right now.
Jimmy Butler is still on the board.
Well, you know he likes to sensationalize.
And that's also
But here's the thing. I like Bobby Portis. All right,
because he punches people in the face. We know why you like Bob because he punches teammates in the face.
They don't need him now because they got. He could come off the bench. They don't need him now because they got Julius Randle. But like, yo, I'm telling you, and I'm dead ass.
Bobby Portis
is going to be a good underrated signing for somebody.
Oh, because the value that you see in him is punching.
Yeah, punching
him in the
face.
Yo,
exactly.
Why is he known for that? Like this dude.
Because he punched somebody in the face and broke their jaw.
And Nico's not even in the league anymore. Who won that?
By the way,
Nico.
You find out the reason why Nico went to Barcelona.
Huh?
My man Jordan Schultz from ESPN reported it.
I was just like, huh?
Why Nico went to Barcelona?
Money.
Well, that, but he's also got a young family, and he was on three teams in 2 years, and he's like, I need more stability, same place, same location.
Bobby Portis averaged, in 28 games with the Wizards last year after being traded from the Bulls, and yes, I'm going to do this right now. Bobby Portis averaged 14 points, 8.5 rebounds, and just 27.5 minutes per game. Shooting 40% from three, bro.
Except nobody thinks about that.
How many threes per game?
Huh?
40% on how many threes per game?
Over four. Right, he bad. Made almost two per game.
Except, you know what he's known per in 30, locker room as?
Per 36. Yo, wait. Per 36 for his career. What, are you scared? Per 36 for
no,
his career.
No, I don't want that guy in my locker right, room. I'm not scared.
He's not like a problem. Really? The player.
No, hold the on. Guy who punched somebody in the face is not a problem?
No. Sometimes people need to get punched in the face.
Here we go.
You sent this dude all the way back.
Hold on. Hold on.
To Barcelona.
Hold on. Let me tell you something.
What job could you work at and say that and that be okay?
There were reports. Basketball. There were reports coming
out.
No,
it's not okay.
But let me tell you something. Seriously. There were reports coming out from the Chicago Bulls.
Otis, nice shout out.
There were reports coming out from the Chicago Bulls that players took Bobby Portis aside. And Nico Mirotic was saying, it's either him or me. And they were like, we're getting you out of here. We're keeping Bobby Portis. Who, by the way, for his career, per 36, 18-11.
Ooh.
Bobby Portis.
Well, what are Nico's per 36 numbers for his career?
Not 18-11.
Probably 19-8.
I'd rather have 18-11.
Okay, but you
know, especially,
you
have to, especially, but especially with some toughness.
He's too wild.
He did come up kind of small in the playoffs.
He was coming off an injury.
I know.
Nico Mirotic per 36 is 18-9. Give me 18-11 all day, and he's younger.
Stop it,
Bobby Portis.
Stop it.
I like
Arkansas.
I like
we
Portis.
Out here.
You the support people getting punched in the face. And you act like people who are going to employ that aren't going to have any problems.
And then Brian gets in the chat and he's like, I'm not a violent person.
I'm not.
Really? Everything you about you suggest that you're all about violence.
See, okay, look.
Do you like gangster rap?
Yeah.
Do you like gangster rap?
I was listening to Bandana on the way over here. Half man, half cocaine.
Easy now.
Hey, when comments like that, it might be half man. That's the name of the song. No, it might be like you, the comments after saying this. Half man, half cocaine. We want to sign Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis is a good player. That's what it boils down to.
If you're half man, half cocaine.
No, but seriously. Bobby Portis is a good player who I think can help a team win, probably coming off the bench, but he could start. But I think he's going to be a good signing for somebody. So I don't think Stephen A. should react like. I mean, I get it. Like they had. Bigger
I understand what you're saying.
I get it. They had bigger aspirations: Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. But you're not getting.
But
that.
We
you're
long. Julius see, Randle. We've known for weeks that wasn't.
But you got Julius Randle, Bobby Portis. I don't know how much sense he makes in New York now, given that. But he's going to be a good player somewhere. Enough about Bobby Portis.
Well, enough about that. But I had a friend just text me, two Knicks fans and a Celtics fans I'm in a group chat with, and one is like, you know, I told him they got Randle, and he's like. He's laughing. And I'm like, dude, it's a good signing. And he's like, and he's like,
easy targets.
My friend said he's not a bad player, but he's not a game changer. He'll average 20-10 and keep the Knicks losing. Bro, I said to him, the Knicks weren't getting any game changers. The Knicks fans who think the Knicks will get a game changer, who get a game changer?
Julius Randle. What was that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a bathroom break.
Julius Randle. By himself, probably not a game changer. Julius Randle with somebody like a D'Angelo Russell, then that starts to be a game changer.
Yeah, it's about building the culture.
Exactly. And that's by the way, RJ Barrett.
The Knicks weren't going to get anybody unless they got a superstar that was going to make them transform them into a playoff team or a contender. So once that's gone off the board,
and
two superstars.
Yo,
once that's gone off the board, why are any of you Knicks fans out there thinking that you are going to become somebody's going to change the game for you? It's not happening, man.
I don't know how.
Not this year.
Follow the Nets.
Yeah, I don't know how Julius Randle is character-wise.
Think about the Nets the last few years. Yeah, that's what you should be doing.
I don't know how Julius Randle is character-wise, but I love him just being there. That'll help RJ Barrett. That'll help Kevin Knox. That'll help Mitchell Robinson.
It helps you compete next year
on
a real level. You can play real games.
They have a starting five now with Dennis Smith, with RJ. Now, if you get a D'Angelo Russell, Dennis Smith is your sixth man, you're in even better shape.
Right.
And you could even do a lineup like maybe you finish the game without Kevin Knox. Maybe you get Dennis Smith, D'Angelo Russell, RJ Barrett, Julius Randle at the four, and Mitchell Robinson. Maybe you do that. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll be in fine shape. And we'll see what else happens. Not a lot of news coming through now.
It's slowed down in the last hour and a half. I mean, you're getting stuff coming. But, you know, you're going to hear more stuff about meetings and things of that nature. So it'll be pretty interesting.